नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 24। लिंक। बट व्हाई इज देयर वर्शिप नॉट विद अ प्रॉपर अप्रोच? द एक्सप्लेनेशन फॉलोज। अहम् हि सर्वयज्ञानां भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च, न तु मामभिजानन्ति तत्त्वेनातश्च वन्ति ते। I am verily the recipient and lord of all sacrifice, that is yajna. But they do not know my essence, tattva, and hence they have a fall. Comment. In the second chapter, Lord Krishna declares, those who are deeply attached to pleasures and prosperity cannot attain the determinate intellect concentrated on God. In Gita chapter 2 verse 44. In God realization, there are two obstacles: to have a sense of enjoyership and to have the possessive spirit. These two pervert the intellect of a man. They force a man to have a disinclination for God. In childhood, a person depends on his mother and cannot live without her. But when he grows up and is married, he becomes a husband to his wife and does not like his mother much. He rather becomes indifferent to her. Similarly, when the soul gets entangled in worldly pleasures and prosperity, it forgets the Lord, who is the enjoyer and the Lord of all sacrifices, etc. And thus, man has a fall. But when he realizes that God is the real enjoyer of all the things, and he is the only Lord, he comes to the right path and does not fall. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhu reva cha. The Lord is the enjoyer of all virtuous actions, such as sacrifice, charity, penance, pilgrimage, etc., which are performed according to the ordinance of scriptures and according to one's caste and stage, that is, order of life, etc. But all ordinances have been made only by him, so that beings remain detached from actions and their fruits, may not deviate from the self, and may worship him with exclusive devotion. As he is the enjoyer of all sacrifice, he is also the Lord of all the worlds, things, men, incidents, circumstances, actions and beings, including their senses, bodies, minds and intellects. As the entire universe has emanated from him, and so he is their Lord. An important fact. The Lord is the enjoyer. What does it mean? The Lord has declared, a great soul realizes that all this is God, in Gita, chapter 7, verse 19. And in my view, I am being and non-being both, in chapter 9, verse 19. It means that when a devotee performs virtuous actions, such as sacrifice, charity, penance, or provides food to the hungry, helps the destitute, waters plants, feeds dogs and birds, etc., all of these are enjoyed by the Lord because it is he who has manifested himself in different forms. Thus, a devotee serves the Lord only with all these articles offered to the hungry, the needy, and to anyone else in his universal form. The Lord is the enjoyer of all, whatsoever is offered to him in diverse forms. How is he the Lord? Devotees regard God as the Lord of the higher and the lower nature. He is the master of the entire universe, and so he is free in creating, preserving, destroying, conducting, and enjoying this entire universe, and also in bringing about any change in it. Thus, he is the Lord. Natumam bijananti tatve na tachavanti te. In fact, the Lord is the real and the unreal, the sentient and the insentient, all. So he is the enjoyer and the Lord of all the things, etc. But those who do not know this fact think that if they offer food or water to creatures, it is received by them, and so they are enjoyers. But actually, the real enjoyer is the Lord. So without perceiving the Lord in different manifestations, they fall. Therefore, every person should regard the Lord as the enjoyer. Thus, whatever is offered to anyone should be offered only to him, knowing it to be his. Secondly, all the worldly pleasures and prosperity are the Lord's and for the service of the Lord, who has manifested himself in the form of the universe. But people attach to pleasures and prosperity by considering these their own, think that they are their master. But actually, they become slaves to them. By depending on them, they regard these as part and parcel of their life, while they are really different from them. Thus, they have a fall. But if they know the fact that God is the enjoyer and the Lord of all the sacrifices, they are liberated. Chavantite, fall, means that without attaining God, they fall. By performing virtuous actions, they go to higher regions such as heavens, etc. But having enjoyed heavenly pleasures, they have to return to the world of mortals. Gita, chapter 9, verse 21. Thus, instead of attaining salvation, they have to follow the wheel of birth and death. This is their fall. Appendix. In the end of the 5th chapter, the Lord declared, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. Gita, chapter 5, verse 29. There the Lord declared in an affirmative way that he who has realized him as the enjoyer of all sacrifices attains peace. And here, by negative inference, he declares that these who don't know him as the enjoyer, recipient of all sacrifices, have a fall. When a man himself becomes the enjoyer, he has a fall. If he regards the Lord as the enjoyer of all virtuous actions, he no longer remains an enjoyer, and his desire for pleasure is wiped out. And without the desire for pleasure, he attains peace. In fact, only God is the ultimate doer and ultimate enjoyer of all actions. But in spite of being a doer and an enjoyer, he remains untainted. That is, he has no sense of doership or enjoyership, no desire for the fruit of action. Tasya kartaramapi mam vidya kartaram avyayam. Gita, chapter 4, verse 30. Namam karmani limpanti. Name karma phale spriha. Gita, chapter 4, verse 14. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.